Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, so Jeopardy officially announced some new guest hosts yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, which has been talked about, he's one of them. Katie Couric is one of them. She's going to do it.
We've mentioned those two.
Mayim Bialik. She's from Big Bang Theory and okay. Blossom.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay. She's definitely smart.
She's funny.
Yeah, she's funny.
Funny, smart. Well, wait, if you're looking for what about the nerd Sheldon? Well, Sheldon, who's that guy? That guy could do it.
Jim Parsons.
Or do you think he would overshadow the show? He'd be too much of a character. He's smart enough.
Yeah, he seems that way anyway, yeah.
They should let all the nerds from that show, the Big Bang Theory, come in and host one night. And then 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker. Just by virtue of being a 60 Minutes correspondent, I suppose it's presumed you're smart and you got that. He's a pretty smooth dude.
I thought Ken Jennings had done a good job the first couple nights I'd seen him.
I'll have to check out some Ken Jennings. Mick Fleetwood has sold his recorded music rights, all of them, all of them. But that's not as, I don't think that brings you as much money as the publishing rights. But he didn't, I mean, how many songs did he actually write?
Yeah, that part is yet to be known. I was stunned. I saw an article the other day. It said there was like 40 big-name performers that have sold off their performance or their production rights.
Yeah.
And the names like Def Leppard and Journey and all these, all of them have done it.
Mary-Kate Olsen is going through a divorce right now. She's one of those Olsen twins from that TV show Full House.
How much is she worth?
Okay, listen to this. She's married to a French investment banker, and they're working out who gets what. So this is an investment banker, so he's got some bread. But he doesn't have Olsen's twins' bread. This guy's worth $60 million. Usually the person worth $60 million in the divorce is the one who stands to lose the most. Mary-Kate Olsen is worth $500 million.
Yes.
$500 million.
And what is it that they, was it makeup or something that got them there? Or?
I think maybe clothes and makeup and things like that. $500 million. She is 61 inches tall and she's worth $500 million. That's like $8 million an inch for Mary-Kate Olsen. And we are sad to say goodbye to Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried is dead at the age of 81. And I really wasn't sure what those guys did. I know they worked Vegas, of course. I assumed it was some kind of magic stuff, illusion stuff. They had the big tiger and all that, Montecore, who went after, he went after Roy.
Roy Horn, yeah.
Yeah, he went after Roy, not Siegfried.
And Roy died last year.
Yeah, so they're both gone.
I had gone to Caesar's Palace in the one or two times I've been to Vegas, and I saw the tigers, walked by them there and whatever, but I'd never seen that show. Apparently, Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, loved to go see the Siegfried and Roy. David Lemieux just posted a picture of him backstage hanging out with Siegfried and Roy. Said
really?
He loved going to them shows.
Hey, I never saw him either. Do you suppose, by the time the show ends, we can find a listener who met Siegfried and Roy?
I don't know how. I don't know their history, like how accessible they really are in Vegas. Like
they had to have been in the early days. Yeah. They had to have been accessible.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Once they got really popular, maybe not so much. But there had to have been a time when they did their show and then they stood out in the hotel lobby afterwards.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you could take pictures
down
with
to Fremont playing on the cheap slots, sitting next to Siegfried in his big sequined outfit and all.
And those dudes had the whitest teeth ever, didn't they? Wasn't that part of their thing? All right, if anybody out there met Siegfried and Roy, and if you could back it up with photographic evidence,
sure.
All the better. 360-733-5476. Brad and John at KISM.com. A little magic carpet ride for Siegfried Fischbacher.
He was a huge Steppenwolf fan.
I loved him.
Huge Steppenwolf fan.